Absolutely, we are ready. The elections are on 20th May 2014. And today we were just having a brief. We are ready to administer these elections. We dispatched the vehicles taking the ballot papers to the districts, and today they are busy distributing the ballot papers down to the center.
Some people express concerns about issues with the voter register. Is the voter register ready ahead of the elections?
The voter register is ready, and I can tell you that it is better than the one we used in 2009. We have a voter population now on the register of 7,470,806 voters.
How prepared is the Electoral Commission in case of a possible runoff to administer a transparent vote?
There is no runoff under the laws of Malawi, as you know. We use what we call the first past the post. So it is really the one who has a bigger aggregation of votes that takes the presidency. It doesn't matter what sort of percentage it is.
Can the Malawi Electoral Commission vouch for this election's transparency, credibility, and meeting international standards?
I would tell you that without even any sense of equivocation, I would vouch for these elections. They are transparent, they will be free, they will certainly be fair.
How is the Electoral Commission going to handle a matter in case of election dispute?
Well, we have a complaints handling unit at the headquarters, but in the districts, we have what we call the multi-party liaison committees. They're supposed to deal with any issues of complaint that arises at that level. If they're not able to decide them, then they will refer them to us. However, if it is a complaint relating to the poll itself, the conduct of the poll, every individual, party agent or candidate or political party, is entitled to register their complaint with the presiding officer at the polling center. And he decides if they're not satisfied, then they refer them to the commission at its headquarters. We have lawyers who are able to deal with these matters quickly and speedily. All other matters that are still in dispute can be referred to the High Court.
What about both local and international poll observers to administer this poll? How many are in? How are they working with you to ensure they don't interfere with your work, but do their work by monitoring this elections?
We have an open invitation to international organizations, particularly those in Africa, as well as the EU, the Commonwealth, the AU, the SADC, ECF, the SADC, PF, that is the Parliamentary Forum, the diplomatic missions that are in Malawi are also invited to observe these elections. So in terms of how many, I will not be able to tell you the exact figure, but we have so many. You will have, perhaps your information should tell you, we have Madam Zuma, the AU chairperson in Malawi. We have President Nyoma in Malawi. We have prime ministers, former heads of government that are coming in. So in terms of observation, there is no lack of them. We have as many as wanted to come.
Is the Electoral Commission's message to the people of Malawi as they get themselves ready to vote in this first tripartite elections?
Allow me to say this to my fellow Malawians, that the vote is coming on 20th. They should have confidence that we are doing all we can to bring about an election that is credible, that is free and fair. And my plea to them is to come out in their large numbers and select and choose the leaders of their choice. This is an election, a mother of all elections in Malawi. And I expect that this year will be better than any other before.